ShasiLuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'zchus Shavuos Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Starting Shavuos Daf Gimel. The Gemara on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the Mishnah Makis, the Chayev al Aroi Shtayim Achas Bikam v'Achas Bikam. It's a Chayev for someone that's Makif Peis HaRosh. Tosfos on the Beis Amud Beis, the Masal Chayev, Tosfos brings down the Mishnah and Makis on Daf Chaf Aleph that the Isser Giluach Zokin, to be Mashchas Zokin, the Isser Hashchasa Zokin is only by Giluach Sheyesh by Hashchasa. It's only with a tar, with a razor. The only time Yechayev is with a tar, if you Begalech with Misparai, with the scissors, the halacha is that you're not over the lav. Tosfos by us is done. What's the halacha by a kafes harosh? Does a kafes harosh also have this tanai? Is there a kula in a kafes harosh also that you only chayv when you begaleach with a tar? But if someone's begaleach with misparayim, even though he does it well, he does a good job kein tar, he does it very close to the skin, maybe he still be potter just like a shchas zaken. Or Tosfos is done that maybe a kafes harosh is more chaber. A kafes harosh doesn't have this tanai, doesn't have this kula that you only chayv with a tar. Tosfos Maskada by us is that it's Aser, that the halacha is that the Isser of a Kavas HaRosh is even b'misparayim, it's not Dafka b'tar. And the Rosh in Makis, in the third parak of Makis, in Ois Beis, also is Dasa Rosh is Kedasa Tosfos. He also is Machmer, that there's no Kula and Yechayim even without a tar. But the Ari Shaitim that are Chilik, the Rambam, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah in Perek Yud Beis, where he brings the halachas of Akafas HaRosh and Hashchas HaZaken, in Halach above, the Rambam speaks out beforehand that Akafas HaRosh, the Chiv, is only Betar. If someone's Begaleach Bebisparayim, he's not Chayiv. Beforehand in the Rambam, not like Tosfos. Tosfos says that the din of Akafas HaRosh doesn't have this special kula that you need Daf Getar to be Chayiv. And the Rambam says, yeah, the same halacha we have by Hashchas HaZaken, that you only Chayiv Betar, is the same halacha by Akafas HaRosh. And the Mefarish on Nozer, the Rashi on the side of the Sechtes Nozer, on that Memem Beis, and the Vermasal Tamaloymer is also Mefarish, that the same way as a din by Ashchas Zokin, that you only chay betar, who had din a kapas Arosh is only chay betar. Taisis by us brings a Raya. Taisis by us brings a Raya to the Shiloh. He brings a Raya from a Gemara in Nozer Dafim Aleph, where the Gemara there is discussing whether or not the Giluach Metzira needs to be betar or not. Does the Torah says Mitzayra has to be Galeach Kol Sarai? Does that Giluach have to be done Dafka with a tar? Or maybe you could do it with a Misparayim? So the Gemara says that the Makar to say that it's Dafka Betar is from the fact that the Torah needed to speak out a special Pasuk Ziknoi to tell me that the mitzvah of Giluach Mitzayra is Doiche, the Isser of Ashchas Zakein. From that I see Behechrich that it's Betar. Because if it wouldn't be Betar, says the Gemara, then I wouldn't need a Tchiyah. I would be able to be Megalech the Betzaira al Yideya Oifen of Heter, where there wouldn't be any Isser of Ashchas HaZaken. From the fact that the Torah is before that there's a Tchia, that is a steer between the Isser of Ashchas HaZaken and the Mitzvah of Geluach Betzaira, must be that the Geluach Betzaira is Dafk Betar, since we know that the Isser of Ashchas HaZaken is only Betar. Asks Tosfos, why do we need a Makar Dafka from the Ashchas HaZaken if the Halacha would be true? The Hakavas HaRosh is also only Aser Betar. So it came from the fact that the Torah needs to make a Tchiyah. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says Roshay to be Megal to us, that there's a mitzvah of Geluach Betzaira even the Makam where he's being over the Isser of Hakavas HaRosh. And before over there, there's a steer from the Isser Hakavas HaRosh to the mitzvah of Geluach Betzaira. So must be, says Tosfos, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't bring this Makar to tell me that the mitzvah of Geluach Betzaira is with a tar, and the Gemara had a dafka bring the makar from Ziknei, from the Isser Ashchas HaZaken, must be that Peis HaRosh Be'emes doesn't have this din of tar, and therefore even if Giluach Betzaira wouldn't be with a tar, there would still be a problem, there would still be a stira between the mitzvah of Giluach Betzaira and the Isser of Peis HaRosh. And Tosfos remains with this raya, and therefore he passes, like we said, Das HaTosfos V'Arosh, that there's an Isser of Misparayim on Akafas HaRosh. Now the question is, what are the other Rishonim that we said over that the Rambam and the Mefarish and Nazir both argue on the Rosh HaTosfos? What do they do with this Raya? L'chor HaTosfos is a very strong Raya from a Gemara and Nazir. So if you look at the Shara Melech, in Perek Yud Beis over there on the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Mehilchas Avodah Zarah. He says a Tchiyah to the Raya, and the Ritva in Makos Chof Aleph also says a Tchiyah, and possibly the Kavanah of the Ritva, it's not so clear what the Ritva means, possibly is like the Divrei HaShar HaMelech. And Shar HaMelech is Masbir, that by MS, what would be the Svara that, to say like the Rambam, the Svara would be, there's no Makar in the Torah to say that HaKavis HaRashis Dafka with Tar. The Svara would be, we would learn out from Ashchas HaZakim. Since by Ashchas HaZakim we know it's Dafka B'Tar, so we would learn out from Ashchas HaZakim, we would learn out to pay us a Rosh. So says the Shar HaMelech, it's not much to learn it out. We do learn out certain dinim from Ashchas HaZakim, and we could say that we don't learn out. We don't make the Hekesh L'Gabi this Halacha. So it's not, so says the Shar HaMelech, it's not a Dover Borer whether or not to make this Hekesh or not. So therefore says the Shar HaMelech, that had we had not known this new Yalfusa from Ziknoi, that Kiluach Matzer is Betar, so then we would assume that Kiluach Matzer is not with a Tar. And if we would just say a Pasuk of Roshay to tell me that there's a Tchia, that a person has to be Begaleach Roshay, so we would see from there that there's a Stira from the Akavas HaRosh to Kiluach Matzer. And the assumption would be that Kiluach Matzer is even without a Tar. So I wouldn't go and be Mechadish and say that from the that go be makish hakavas haroish to gluach zakin that it's betar and then say that gluach betzer is also betar. It would be more comfortable for me to remain and say that must be that I don't learn out hakavas haroish from hashchas zakin, and that way it would be more simple to understand why there's a stira from hakavas haroish to gluach betzer. I wouldn't have a right to go be mechadish this chiddush that gluach betzer is dafka betar. But once anyhow, it's a first in the Torah ziknai that. And therefore, from there, it's muchrach that Mitzrayim is betar. So therefore, from the fact that the Torah says it is a stira, from Peyas HaRosh to Mitzrayim, there's no reason to lead me to believe that HaKavis HaRosh is also without a tar. So then, once I'm there in that situation, so then I have no reason not to learn out HaKavis HaRosh from Ashchas HaZakin. Before I know that Kiluach Mitzrayim is with a tar, so then it will be more comfortable for me to say that HaKavis HaRosh is also not with a tar, then I would understand the stira between HaKavis HaRosh and Gluach Metzera. I wouldn't want to go and be Mechadish, new Chiddish, that Gluach Metzera is dafka with a tar. But once anyhow I'm Mechadish that Gluach Metzera is with a tar from the fact that the Torah was first that we need a Tchia on Hashchas HaZakein, so therefore I have no reason not to say that HaKavis HaRosh, we could learn it out from Hashchas HaZakein, it's also dafka betar. That's what the Shar HaMelech writes, to be Madcha the Raya of Tosfos against the Shitas HaRambam and the Mefarash and Nozer. Now the question is, this whole Nozer we discussed till now was about Misparayim. What's the halacha with Malachit Verahitni? Malachit Verahitni is not, it doesn't have the same chasaron as Misparayim. Misparayim, it's not a Hashchos, so you're not being Mashchos HaSara, you're not getting uprooting the whole Sara. Giluach with a Tar gets much more deeper than a Misparayim. And therefore, Misparayim has a problem that there's no Ashchasa. There's a different noise of what's with Malachi Verahitni. Where there you're pulling out Cyrus. Over there you're taking out the whole Sar. But you're not being Megaleach. So it's Beforish. By Ashchasa Zaka. You need to be Megaleach. Now, what's the halacha? By Peyas HaRosh. So Taisus Teich Dvarav is before Klar that even on the Tzad, that he would be nachas to the Shittas HaRambam, and it would be nachas to the Shittas HaMafarish and Nazir, that there is a heter of Misparayim, he still would aser Malachi Verahitni. That's what's before Shon Tosfos. There would still be a tzad, he would still borrow that Malachi Verahitni is aser. That's what's mashman of Divrei HaTosfos. Now, in the Rambam Shitta Minei Ubei, it's mashman, the Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reishon and Aleph Oisvav, says that even though the Rambam is not mefurish lahedya to be matir Malachi Verahitni, he only speaks out lahedya the heter misparayim, but from the fact that he has the seif dvarv, he speaks out that there's only a chiyav when you megaleach with a tar, it's very clear that the Rambam holds that Malachi Verahitni also would be mutter. Not like how Tosfos assumes that even on the tzad that misparayim would be mutter, Malachi Verahitni would still be aser. Now the question is, why be'emes is it like that? Why be'emes does Tosfos hold that it's chaluk? If we learn out from Zakein, so then we should learn out all Dinim, all Atayim, both Malachi Verahitni and Misparayim. Elamite is a tzad not to learn out from Ashchas HaZakein, then they should all be, then everything should be Aser. Why would there be a makom mechalik? So the Shara Melech and Rukivega both explain that it's cholok, the heter misparayim from the heket, the heter or malakev or hitni. The heter on misparayim is before in the pasuk. The whole iser dafko loy sashchis. Loy sashchis. Misparayim is not a shchasa. It's not a full shchasa since it doesn't go as deep as a tar. It's not called a shchasa. You're not being mashchis the whole sar. Masha inke in the heter malakev or hitni is not before in the pasuk. It's learned that from a gzer shava from the koyanim where it says used by the koyanim used the loshin giluach. Hashem by the Yisrael is not a furish in the pasuk. There's a heter. We just learned it out from the Koyanim. And therefore, Tosfos holds that even on the tzad that we would come and we would make a hekish, even on the tzad we would make a hekish, Tosfos holds it's more mistavered to say that the hekish would only be on what's furish in the pasuk, but afal pike, malakev, or hitni would still be awesome. But maybe we could say another pshat. There's another pshat over here maybe we could say. If you look in the Ritva Makis, the Ritva is done. What's be'emes, the pshat, in the Matirim? What's the pshat in the Matirim? What's the pshat? The Ritva brings down both Stodim. He brings down this Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not there's a Heter Misparayim or not. And he's done. What would be the pshat in the Matirim? And he says that there's two possible Mahalachim. One Mahalach could be, like we said, there will be a Hekish. There's a hekesh that we would learn out the same way. There's a heter by Ashkas Zakin, there's more than a heter by Peyas Harosh. Says the Ritva, a possible second pshat. Maybe we could say the Ritva, we could say another pshat, that without any alfusa, but that alone, that the Torah said, I shouldn't be makif. What does it mean by I shouldn't be makif? I shouldn't go around and make it even. I shouldn't be majve, from the back of the head to the front of the head. I shouldn't have any hefsik in the middle. Says the Ritva, as long as I leave something over, I only cut it with misparayim, so it's not the gamri missing the place. There's something there that's a chesaron in the akafa. I wasn't makif, so mineu bein the isar of akafa. It's before that I need to have a tar. I need to be mashchis the sar legamri. And the Ritva speaks at first. It comes out of nafkamina between these two pshatim. What would be with malakin and verhitni? Like the first pshat that you learn out of hekesh. So the Ritva holds you learn out of hekesh. You learn it out legabi everything, even legabi the heter of malakin and verhitni also. Legabi the din that you need a giluach. Malakav Ritni is a chesar in Giluach. You would learn that out also, even though it's not mefurish in the pasuk. You would still learn it out. Masha Eikein says the Ritva, the feet of other tzad, the feet of the pshat, why the heter of his bribe comes from the etzem lab mineyu bey of hakafa. So says the Ritva, im kain, that would be only a svara in this bribe where you didn't the gamri take out the sar. Masha Eikein Malakav Ritni, the gamri took out the sar, you pulled out the sar, but the chesar of the you don't have that chesaron, and therefore over there, it's pashit that malakav hitni would also be us. Malakav hitni would also be us l'fidas tzad. And if you look in the new Reb Kivagers and the blue Reb Kivagers over there, Reb Kivager also refers this tzad. Reb Kivager brings down the svara minei. He's mechaven to the Ritva by that this tzad. Why malakav hitni should be more of a svara to aser than misparai. Now, Reb Kiva Eger over here in the Gilui Nashas asks the kasha that L'chayra comes out from Tosfos L'maisa that Malakav or Hitni is Aser, just like Misparayim is Aser, Malakav or Hitni Tosfos holds for sure should be Aser. So asks Reb Kiva Eger L'chayra, how could someone comb his payas? L'chayra, if you comb your payas, it's a psik ratio to Palat Tsar. We hold that being Misarik is a psik ratio. So MK, and if you're going to be Misarik your payas, you're going to be pulling out Tsar. So L'chayr should come out from Taisis. L'chayr, we pass him, we're machmer v'shitas at Taisis. So M'kainu, should L'chayr be aser to comb you here. And K'veg over here blives with Tzarechi and Ladino, L'chayr should come out that it's aser. So there's a tshuva that the Chassam Sefer wrote, and K'veg Kvira asked this shayla to the Chassam Sefer. And the Chassam Sefer in Yeridea, in Sivan Kuf Lamites, writes him back. And he writes to him that it can't be that it's Aser because he remembers seeing Reb Nosson Adler being Seirik his payas. And Reb Nosson, and so you see, he says his Rabbeim did it. It must be that it's Mutter. Ayin Shami has a whole Arichas Gadol to be Matter, Seirikas payas. And we don't have the Isser of Akafas HaRosh. If you look in Reb Kiveger, in the new Reb Kivegers, they bring over there the Reb Kivegers down at Tzad to be Matter. That the Rambam, over there in Perek Yubayz, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that there's a shear for payas. There's a shear for payas, and the Rambam says that you have to leap over Mem Cyrus. The Rambam Shita is that even if you cut off Sar of payas, you're not chayim until there's less than 40 Cyrus there. So even though says of Kiveger, we're not bikul like the Rambam, the other Rishonim that are chaylik, they hold that as long as you cut off any Cyrus from the payas, you're over. But since there's a Tzad, there's a Rambam, and he says there's also the other Machlekes Rishonim, the other Machlekes Tesis and the Rambam, Bechlal, if the Isser is Dafka Batar or not. So Im Kain says, Rikiveger, maybe it could be Mutter, but I'll be Din Svek Sveka. First of all, Safik Bechlal, if there's an Isser or Malakav or a Hitni. Right, we said that the Rambam is Mashba, that there's no Isser Malakav or a Hitni. And even on the Tzad, that there is Isser Malakav or a Hitni, it could be that as long as you leave over 40 Cyrus, it's still Mutter. Right, and it's posh, there's no psych ratio that someone's combing his hair, he's going to call out all the hair until there's only going to be less than 40 Cyrus. So Kivega is done such a tzad, but he says that it doesn't work out la halacha, because im kain, who had the misbarayim, it should be mutter, the cup of misbarayim pays as long as you leave over 40 Cyrus. And it's a vor in Shulchan Aruch, not like that, that you're not allowed to cup a chlau with misbarayim your pays, because you have the same svek svek on misbarayim. So obviously we don't hold, we're noita to the other das of the other Rishonim, we don't hold it's enough of a tzad to make a svek sveka. And im kain, Kivega blies by his kasha, l'chayot should be aser ladina, to comb your pays. Comb your payas. Midim psik reisha. It's a psik reisha. Rakov is harosh. The Gemara then brings down the end of the second part of the Mishnah. That is a chiyuv on hashchas zaken also. So Tosfos and Devar Maschah va'ava zaken. Tosfos as a nidoin. Tosfos says nireh the mashchas v'nishchas shneim chayavim. Someone goes to a barber and he cuts off his beard. Both the person that gives the haircut, that's cutting the beard, and both the person that's getting the haircut, they're both chayiv. Just like a kavas harosh. By a kavas harosh, it's befurish. Taisus brings a gemara and nazir, that they're both chayiv. Taisus says that huadin by a shchas hazaken. Taisus says that even though there would be a makar machalik, because by a kavas harosh, there's lashon rabim. Lois akifu. And by zaken, there's no lashon rabim. Says Taisus, no, but we could learn out from kayanim, since by the kayanim, it does use a lashon rabim. It says, lo yigalechu. So we learn out from the Kayanim, which is over there, there's a Lashon Rabim, which would be Mashma, that both Chayiv. So Hu Adin, by Yisrael, the Halacha is that both the Mashchas and the Nishchas are both Chayiv. Now, it's not clear in Tosfos, what was it said? Tosfos had a Tzad that not both Chayiv, that who would Yebi Chayiv, if Tosfos is Tzad. So if you look at Tosfos and Nazir, on the after Zayinah base, beforeish, that the pshat in the pasuk is that the mikif is chayiv. The person that beard's getting cut off, he's the one that's going to be chayiv. Because he says, Pashti the Kroah tastes a nazir that from Zayin and Beis, the Ramaschal Virav Ado, says that Pashti the Kroah vadi the mikif azrachmano. To a pas reishchem ksiv, behainu a mikif. Pas reishchem, we're talking about the person's head. We're just talking to the person that his head's getting shaven off. So it's pashit, tastes holds that it's pashit that the nikif is chayiv. Tosfos says from the Lashon Rabbim Loisakifu, that tells me that who I did the makif is chayiv. So it's mashma and Tosfos in Nazir that the nidin is on the makif. Poshet that the nishchas and the nikif, they're the poshet. We're talking to the person that has the beard, the person that has the payas harosh. They're zikr being huzar in the lav. The chiddush is from Tosfos that even the makif, that his beard's not getting cut, his payas aren't getting cut. Also, there he's also chayiv. If you look in the Ramban and the Ritva and Makis on Daf Chafam and Beis, and they also discuss this noise, and they also bring Tosfos and Tzad that the way you know that the Makav and Nikav is Chayiv is from Lashon Rabim. Then they bring another Tzad, and the Ritva and the Ramban are both very seriously done that maybe on the Tzad that the reason why we say Echad Makav Echad Nikav is chayiv is because of the Lashon Rabbim. Maybe be'emes hashchas hazaken is not like that. They bring raya from a tesefta, but they dan that like Tosfos is needed over here. That maybe by hashchas hazaken you don't have the chiyuv echad makiv echad nikiv. But it's bevor that they hold not like we just said over from Tosfos and Nazir. They hold that the needed is on the nikiv. The makiv is pasha that he's chayiv. What's the din with the nikiv? Is there also a chiyuv on the nikiv? And therefore, the tzad to be matter is on the nishchas. Meforish in the Ritva and the Ramban, the tzad the meister to be matter the nishchas, and that there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only on the mashchas and the person that gives the haircut, not the person that's getting the haircut. So we have a machlokes, Tosfos and Nazir. We'll see that Lachar Tosfos by us is also meforish later on, like Tosfos and Nazir with the Ramban and the Ritva and Makis. And Tosfos goes on to bring a machlokes, Rav Huna of Adabar Abba, Gemara and Nazir Daphne Zainam and Beis. What's the halacha if someone's makif a katan? Someone is makif a katan. A katan is a lab bar chayuva. So Rav Huna says, Aval Pikin, the Makav's Chayev. He's being Makav for Kotan. He's Chayev because he's being Makav him. Rav Adabar Aval holds that no, that your potter, since the Nikiv is potter, the Nikiv's a Labar Chayuva, so we make a Hekesh, just like the Nikiv is potter, who had any time the Nikiv's potter, the Makav's also potter. That's the Machlekes of Adabar Aval, Rav Huna, Nosed Abdun Zainam and Beis. Taisus by us is down. What's the din the other way around? What's the din if a Kotan or a Nachri is being Makav for Yisrael? What would be the din over there? So Taisus says that Dino, we passing like Rav Huna, wouldn't hold Bechlal of this din of being Makish to Makav to Nikif and saying that since one's not a Bar Chayuva, the other one also shouldn't be a Bar Chayuva. So since we hold like Rav Huna, so therefore the whole Shailah Pasha Day is Chayiv. And Taisus speaks out a little further on that even though Rav Ada he holds it over here in this case, you'll be Chayiv. He says the Rav Ada only was Makish this way, that when the Nikif's a La Bar Chayuva, the Makif's also Pater. Masha Inkain, the other way around, to say that the Makif's not a Bar Chayuva, the Nikif's Pater, that you don't say. So Taisus Vayas doesn't explain so well what would be the Chiluk, what's the Makam Lechalik between the two. But Taisus knows, it says Meforish, because the Iker Pasek, the Iker Kra, is going on the Nikif. Iker Chayuva, the Kra is on the Nikif, says Taisus and Nazir. And therefore it makes sense to say that if the Nikif's not a Bar Chayuva, who had the Makif's not Chayiv? The Makif's only in this Rabbit from in the Chayiv, the Iker Chayiv's on the Nikif. Masha again, the other way around, if the makif's not a bar chayuva, it's not a svara to pater the nikif, since the nikif's the ikr, so we only makish the makif to the nikif, and we're not makish the nikif to the makif. That's a tarat svaram tasis and nazir. And therefore, l'chayr, it's before, from the fact tasis says this svara, even though he doesn't explain it as well, but l'chayr, it's mechovin, is like tasis and nazir, so it's also first that he holds not like the Ramban and the Ritva, and he understands also that the pshat in the pasuk is on the nikif and the nishchas, and the nisa he had before was on the mashchis and the makif. Now there's an Amukah Yosef in Makis that says, not like Tosfos. And he says, he brings down a Yesh, a Shita, that Loit, the Maisa, a Goy, and a Katan, it's Mutter for a Goy and Katan to be Makif someone. And then Amukah Yosef says, the Amukah Yosef comes to argue on it, he says that Rav Huna doesn't hold of the Hekish, and therefore we don't hold of this Halacha. So Shiloh's had to be Miyash of the Shita. Later of Adam or Ava, we can understand. He doesn't hold of Tasis Chiddush, he holds the Hekesh goes both ways. But later of Huna doesn't hold of the Hekesh Bechlal, what would be the Pshat in the Shita? So Kivegar has a Tshuva, and Simon Tzad evolved, and he wants to be Machmer for this Shita, Sanamuki Yosef. He wants to be Machmer, the Gaya to him is that if someone does this, he could still be a Kashra aid for Kedushin, the Chumra. If such a person that allowed a goy to be mashal as a zak and saw a kedushin, we can't go and say the kedushin wasn't a good kedushin. We have to be machmer that maybe the person wasn't over iser, lefida muki yosef, and therefore Kevega over there wants to be machmer that the kedushin would be a good kedushin. And Kevega says, what's a pshat in this muki yosef? How could we pass him like Rav Huna? What would be the tzad to say that since the goy is giving the haircut, it would be potter? So says Rav Kevega, al pi the ritva and the rabban and makis. The same svar as Tesis uses in his Shita, he says we could say the Hepech in the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban and the Ritva, they both hold that the Iker Pasik's on the Makif. So if the Iker Pasik's on the Makif, then even Rav Huna that holds you don't make the Hekesh to the Nikif, he could be minded that it's Pashat, you make the Hekesh to the Makif, that if the Makif's not a Baruch Yuva, it's Pashat that the Nikif would be Potter. Could be like the Ramban and the Ritva says, or Kevega, the whole Machloikis. Rav Huna, Rav Adar Bar Av, only do we say the Hekesh also the other way around, on the person that's not the Iker. On the feeder Rabban and the Ritva, do we say it on the Nikif also, he's not the Iker is the Makif. But on the Makif is a Labar Chayuva, it's Pasha that we make the Hekesh, and we'll pater the Nikif also. Says Rav Kivega, that could be possibly Pshat, why the Mukhi Yosef holds, that even though we hold that when the Nikif is a Labar Chayuva, Yechayiv, when the Makif is a Labar Chayuva, you could still be pater. So we mentioned earlier that Tosfos says that the halacha is Tosfos discussing out what the din would be if a goy is back of Yisrael. So Tosfos starts off that later Rav Huna it's pasha that Yechayev. So Rav Huna holds the other way around when a Yisrael is back of a labar chiyuva. When a Yisrael is back of a katan, the halacha is that Yechayev. So Melo says Tosfos who when a labar chiyuva when a goy is back of Yisrael, the halacha is also that Yechayev. Taisus goes on to be mechadish that even the Rav Adar that holds that when the nikif's a lab bar chayuva halacha is that you potter when someone's back of a katan is potter, but when a goy would be back of Yisrael, then Rav Adar will be moiter of huda that yichayev. And we spoke out. Taisus does this more bayrich because the ikur is totally the nikif. The ikur pashti the kraw, the ikur chayuva, Kra is talking about the Nikif, so therefore it's totally the Nikif. Calls by the Nikif to Bar Chayuvah, it doesn't matter if the Makif is allowed Bar Chayuvah. And Taisus over here, in Shuas, it goes on to be Machriach, this Chiddush. And he brings a raya from a Gemara Babatzia Daf Yudah Beis. The Gemara Babatzia Daf Yudah Beis says that even that light demand the Omar that holds in that Sugyo, that when a Shliach is allowed Bar Chayuvah, there's a did of Yeshliach Advar Aveira. So says the Gemara, if a Ish tells a Isha, who's a Labar Chayuva, Isha doesn't have a Chiyuv of Hakif Arosh, to go be back if for be a Katon, he's Bishalech, or he sends her as a Shliach, to go be back of a Katon, if you hold that a Labar Chayuva is a Dir of Yeshliach Advar Aveira, the halacha is that the Bishalech will get Malkus. So asks Taisvis, why does the Gemara say the Hechatimtze is that you told Isha to be back of a katan? Why can't we say Hechatimtza where you told a katan or a nachri to be back of a gadol? We told a labar chiyuva to be back of a gadol. Why are we talking about dafka when you were back of a katan? Why don't we discuss when you're back of a gadol? And then says Taisvis, we'll be marviach that I'll be an afka bida for Rav Ada also. Because Rav Ada holds that someone that's back of a katan is potter, so that wouldn't be a good afka bida. So why don't we talk about a case where you're back of a gadol? Elamais, Taisus is machriach from this, that must be, that there's no such, that it's a very hard metzias for to find that a nachri should be makif a gadol, because the gadol would never let him. Because it's usur for a gadol to allow a nachri to be makif him. So it's muchach, that even like Rav Ada, the halacha is that a goy can't go ahead, or he saw cannot allow a goy to go be makif him, even though the goy is a labar chayuva, the mak is a labar chayuva. But Rav Ada's maida that calls man the nikif sabar chayuva, the halacha is that yechayv. On this Taisvis, all the Achrei of Abatam, Shara Melech, Elchus Mal Veleva, Perakei Alocha Yudalid, Rekiv Eger, the Rishash, Chasab Sefer, they all Matamah, that very nice that the Katan and the Nochri are Lab Bar Chayuva, but what does that have to do with Shlichas? Shlichas needs to have a Yisrael, a Ben Das. We know that if you send a Katan or a Nochri, a Katan or a Nochri and a Smite from the Parish of Shlichas, how even on the Tzad, that there wouldn't be a problem of Eid Shliach Advar Aveira. We would take care of the problem of Eid Shliach Advar Aveira because it's a din of Labar Chayuva, but there would still be Pashat, there would be no din Shlichas here because you can't send a Katan and a Nachri to go do a Shlichas. We know Atem Gab Atem, Mashulchachem, just like the Mishaleach has to be Davka Ben Das and a Ben Bris, who did the Shliach has to be a Ben Das and a Ben Bris, and a Nachri and a Katan and a Smite from the parish of Shlichas. How could Taisus ask that the Gemara should say Hechatimtza where you send a Katan or a Nachri? So there's a famous Nesivis in Tzimin Kufpei Bey Sivkot and Aleph where he's going on a Shach over there. The Shach over there brings down Hatoich Dvar by the Muki Yosef. When the Muki Yosef is before, the same sort of Chiddush like Er Taisus, that if you send a Katan to do Aveira, to go and steal, the Halacha is that this Yesh Shlichas Dvar Aveira, the Mishaleach is Chayiv. And the Shach's Betama, the Ein Hanami, there might be no problem of Ein Shlichas Dvar Aveira because the Katan is a Labar Chayuva. But what happened to the klal of Ein Shlichas Lekatan? That's the Shach's Betameh under the Muki Yosef. The Shach adds that the Gemara Kedushin brings down a Mishnah. Shaleach is a beir b'alchei yoshet of a katan. Potter b'diri adam v'chayv diri shamayin. Shilach b'ya pikeach pikeach chayv. And the Gemara explains, why is the pikeach chayv? Why is the shliach chayv and not the mishaleach? The Gemara says, from here we see, Ein Shlichas Advar Aveira. As the Shach, so then why in the Reisha, where you send to be Al-Khair Shait of a Katan, are you not Chayiv? Over there you don't have the problem of Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. Over there the Khair Shait of Katan are Labar Chayuva. And we should just say when Yosef says that we send the Katan to steal Yechayiv, who are then over here, you should be Chayiv. And therefore says the Shach, it's before Klar, that there's a problem. Ein Shliach is a Katan. Ein Shliach is a Khair Shait of a Katan. And he remains with the Kasha in Muki Yosef. So the Nesivis over there is Betama and the Shach. Then why is he asking Kashrus to the Muki Yosef? What happened to Taisus Shuas Daf Gimel? Taisus Shuas Daf Gimel is also Mefurish. This Chiddush L'Chayra, that even though the Shliach is Labar Shlichos, Afal Pike and the Shlichos works. And the Nesivis brings a Gemara in Me'ilo Daf Chav Aleph, where the Gemara, if to learn a good Pshat in the Gemara over there, about Kapanam, the Maisa Din that's before over there is that if you send the Katan to be Moyel, also the Halach is a Yechayiv. Since we know there's a Klav of Yesh Shliach Dvar Veir by Me'ilo, even though he said the Chayr Shait of a Katan, it's a forish of Me'ilo, safe Me'ilo over there that Yechayiv. So it says to Muki Yosef, we have another raya that you don't need a bar shlichos. So it says, and Muki Yosef, and the Siva speaks out that this raya that the Shach brings from Shaleach has a beir b'al chayr shayt of a katan. So he says, it's true, MS, that the what the Shach says before in Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Beis, Vayomer Masel Isha, Tosfos asks this kasha of the Shach, that why don't we say that you should be chayiv by Shalechas Abayir Biyar Chayir Shayt Vekotin L'Chayir Ovedir, it's a labar chayuvo. And Tosfos answers, the reason is because Chayir Shayt Vekotin Alab B'nei Shlichos. So Tosfos in Daf Yud Amud Beis Bava Metzia, but MS assumes like that, but he says, if you look at the Ritva over there, the Ritva in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Beis, says a different teretz. He asks his kasha. He remains by the question. So you see, also he assumes that they could have did shlichus on a chay shayt of a katan. And he says the reason why you're not chayiv is because he's talking about a case where you didn't tell him to be mazik. You didn't tell the chay shayt of a katan to go be mazik. You just gave them the be'era. So therefore, you don't have the parsha of shlichus over there b'chlal. But it's before in the ritva says the nesivis that if you would have sent them, you would be chayiv. So the Nesivus is Mazber, this Chiddush that's before we said in the Ritva, in the Mukiyesev the Shach brings, in the Tosfos by us, he says that Be'emes, you have to know what's Be'emes' pshat that we say, we don't have, that there's a klal of Eid Shlichus of Arabeir. So he says, it seems that there's a Machlagis Rishonim. He says, Tosfos, in Kedushin up and Be'ez on Be'ez is Mashman, that the reason is, because of what the Gemara svar, divrei rab, divrei atalba, divrei mishaymin. So svara, divrei rab, be'etzem, it should be nechal in the parasha of shlichus. Just like we have shlichus akal atarakulo, we should have shlichus varabeir also. This is a new svara, the Gemara is mechadish, divrei rab, divrei atalba, divrei mishaymin. Masha'ekin, if you look in the Ritva and Kedushin, daf and beza and beza, the Ritva and Kedushin is before, that's not the reason. He says, not always is the svar apply. There are cases where the svar doesn't apply, the Ritva is before, that's the din. It's a din that it's ain't shlichus v'arveiro. It's not always telling the svara of divrei rab. That's not the reason why it's shlichus v'arveiro. So ask the nesivus then, imkain, what be'emes is the reason? Why don't be'emes, don't we have shlichus v'arveiro? If you're telling me that the svara of divrei rab, divrei atalma, divrei mishayim doesn't always apply, so why be'emes is there no din shlichus v'arveiro? Says the nesivus, behechrich, you have to be bechadish, that this svara, there's no shlichus, it's a different type of parsha of shlichus. It's not, you can't learn out from the Xeris HaKosov that we have by Truma, the Chiddush of the Torah, the Parsha of Shlichus and Truma, you can't learn out the Shlichus V'Arveira. Says the Nesivus, the Parsha of Shlichus by Truma is just that when I have my Kri that I can be Torah on, I can send someone else and he can make a Chalois Truma. The Chalois Truma could be Chal. Masha'ekin and the Din Shlichus V'Arveira, we're not trying to make a Chalois, that's not the Nekuda of the Shlichus, we're trying to be Mechayim me on the Maisa that someone else did. That Misvaras, not Nechal on the Parsha of Shlichus. That's not nichol b'chlal in the parasha of shlichus. It's a whole different inyan. It's not the regular nidin of shlichus. It says the nesivus adds on that even by dvar veira the chalois can be chal. He says Tosfos above betzia daf yudam abeis assumes that the shlichus is chal. Tosfos there amasul de omar. Tosfos over there assumes that even by dvar veira the shlichus is chal. Even by dvar veira there's a din shlichus. We're not saying there's no din shlichus by dvar veira. There's this new chiddush. This new Indian of trying to be mechayiv someone on someone else's maisa to have a did shliach to become mechayiv on his maisa, that's bechlal not nichol on the parasha of shlichos, and that's why we need a new chedushim in different places. The Torah is mechadish that you are sometimes chayiv on the shlichos maisa, but it's a whole new Indian, and therefore says the nesivus. Therefore, it's not totally in the regular doris of the parashas of shlichos. It's not totally in the regular dorm. It's not totally in the dinim that we find in the regular parasha of shlichos. In the parasha of Truma, the Torah is mechadish dinim that there has to be a gadol, has to be a bedas, has to be dafka bebris. It can't be a goy, it can't be a katan. That's not that we don't have by me'ilah, where the Torah is mechadish a new inyan of shlichos. So, but there we don't have that halacha that it can't be a chereshat of katan. I could be chayiv on the chereshat of katan's ma'isa also. And Melo says it receivers. So what did by Elab Bar Chayuva, where we learn out from the Gemara Bar Metzia that you learn out from the Chiyuv Gneiva B'Chotzer, that's the Makar of the Din of Elab Bar Chayuva, says it receivers over there, there's no din that you have to be a Gadol and a Bendas. And therefore says it receivers, that will be the Pshat in Tosfos and Shavuos by us, and then Mukiyesev at the Shach brings in the Ritva in Bar Metzia Daf Yud. Says the receivers, Masha Inkein Tosfos, in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Amud Beis, it's before not like this. He says a shaleach ha-be'ir be'an chayyur shayt v'katan is potter because they're labanei shlichus. Before the Tosfos holds that even in the inyan of shlichus v'arveira afal pikein, you need to have the klolim of shlichus. Says the Nesivus, that's because Tosfos goes in his shita that the whole reason be'emes there should be nechal in the parasha of Truma. Tosfos doesn't look at shlichus v'arveira as a whole new inyan. He looks at it as part of the regular parasha of shlichus. It's a special svara of divrei rav, divrei atalma, divrei mishayim that says that it doesn't work. And therefore, when we have a chiddush haTorah that it works, that's just to go back in the regular parasha of Shlichos, and that's where Tesis holds that anytime someone's a labar doesn't have the nichel in the klal of parasha of Shlichos, he won't be chayiv in a dvar aveira also not. The Imre Baruch on the guys in the series is ma'ayir that l'chayra by me'ila, where the Nesivis is being mechadish is chiddush also that a chayir shayit of katan works. L'chayra the whole yafusa that is a parasha of shlichus by me'ila is from truma. The Gemara says exer shava chet mit truma that we learn out that me'ila even though it's a dvar aveira has shlichus. So if we learn it out from truma, then why over there don't we have a kaponim the klolim from truma that you need dafka ben das? So if you look at the Tabasa Chayshin, he's Mazber, the Inechanami who make a Yafusa from Truma. But like the Nesivis explained, it's a whole new Inyan, it's a whole new parish, it's a whole new Svar, the Klolim of the Dinim aren't Dav Dafka, maybe Bisvara, the Rishonim understood that they're not totally Zebazeh. Because it's a whole new type of Shlicha, so even though the Yafusa on the Etzem Gzeus HaKosov that we know that it's a Shlichas and Me'ila, is learned out from Truma, but since it has a whole new type of idea, it's a whole new type of idea, therefore the dinim aren't dafka to come along with it. Even though we're learning out from Truma, but not dafka all the dinim of Truma, which are more shaykh to the Indian of shlichus of Truma, where we're trying to make a chalois, over there it's more mistaver that you need to have certain klolim in the shlichus, that might not go over, even though we're learning out from there, it might not go over to the parsha of Me'ilo. And the Sivis Teich Dvarov speaks out, that B'chari Yesh Lodin Lefi Zeh, we know that if Yisrael sends a guy to do malacha for him on Shabbos, also midrabbanan, but midaraisa it's fine. Midaraisa there's no problem to send a guy to do malacha for you. B'chari, since the guy is a labar chiyuv on Shabbos, and we're saying that you don't need to have someone, a guy is also a good shliach for shliach dvar aveira, and Nesivus is being mechadish from our tesis. So in Kain, B'chari, there should be a problem of Amir la'akam midaraisa. Why is there no problem of Amir la'akam midaraisa? The Sivis says you should look what he wrote in Shimem Ches of Kata Dalit. Ayin Shom, where over there he's Mechalik between Hakafa and the Melacha Shabbos. If you look in Rabbi Chanan and the Kavitz Aoris, in Shimem Ches, in Ois Hei through Zion, he's Mevar very clearly this Inyan. And he says that there's two different scenarios where there's a La Bar Chayuv and a Bar Chayuv. We have one person that's Mitzvah in the Mitzvah, and one person that's not Mitzvah in the Mitzvah. He says there's one extreme case, he gives a mashal that brings out the point very clearly, is what would be the halacha if a tamei, someone that's tamei, who's also for him to go into Beis HaMikdash, if he sends someone that's tar to go into the Beis HaMikdash, says in the Rebbe Chanan that over there it's pashut, no one would have a havamin in the world, that there would be a problem. And he explains, but the yisoid of the chilik, why the tamei is mitzuvah and going into the mikdash, and the tar is not mitzuvah, not because punk the Torah says that when someone's tamei, now he got a new mitzvah not to go into the mikdash. Someone that's tar doesn't have that mitzvah. Doesn't have that Aveiro. The Rebbe Chanan explains that the Aveiro over there, Gufa, is to go in while you're tummy in the Mikdash. That's the Maisa Aveiro. If I send a Tar to go into the Maisa Mikdash, he didn't do the Maisa Aveiro. Not only that he's not Mitzvah in the Aveiro, he didn't do the Maisa Aveiro. Now, Sheinkin says Rebbe Chanan, that there are times where you can understand differently. That one person is Mitzvah in the Aveiro, one person's not. They're both doing the same Maisa Aveiro. Just one person doesn't have the Isser, the Torah didn't give him the Isser. But one person is Mitzvah in the Aveiro, one person's not. So over there, says Rabbi Chanan, that's before in the Sugyan by Matzion, by Makif and Nikif, even though I sent to Isha doesn't have the Isser to go be Makif, not because the Maisa of Isha is not what the Torah is talking about. It's because this Maisa, she wasn't Mitzvah, she's not Usher to do. Only an Ish is Usher to do the same Maisa. But it's not that we need the Maisa of the Hekif Ish, not the Chefs of the Isser is the Maisa of the Hekif of the Ish. That's a Chayram of Vord. So Rabbi Chanan says, you just have to understand who said that Shabbos is that Belech Shabbos would go be Nichlal in the Klal of like a Tommy going into the Mikdash, that Dafka the Maisa Yisrael is Aser and the Maisa Akram is not Aser. Why would it be? Who said that Shabbos is different than Makif and Nikif? I ain't sure what he's Bavar, is how he's Bavar this Inyan. But Yeishleim al Pidach Sam Sefer. In Arachayim, Simon Pei Dalid, in Shuvah Chacham Sefer, Chacham Sefer is Mazva, that the Yisoid of the Isser Shabbos is not Stam a Maisa Isser. The Yisoid of the Maisa Shabbos is that the Torah, before in the Torah, Kama Pa'amim, the Yisoid is that we should be Shavus on Shabbos. By doing a Malacha, the Maisa Malacha is a Chesorin, is a steer to the Shvisa on Shabbos. Now it's Pasha that the Did Shvisa is only on the Yisrael. The Goy, by doing a Maisa Malacha, is not Bechlal, Chesorin, and Shvisa, because there's no Did Shvisa on a Goy. So therefore, the Fizet Pashut, that when Yisrael sends a goy to do a malacha, it's a chesaron in the Maisa Isser. It's like it's someone that's Tomei sends someone that's Tar to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Maisa of a Goy is not a Maisa of Chilul Shabbos B'chlal, because the whole Yisrael of Chilul Shabbos is that a Yid's supposed to rest at Shabbos, and when he does a Malacha, it's a steer to his resting. So it's poshut that the Chefs of the Maisa Isser is a Maisa of Malachas Yisrael. A Malachas Goy is not a Malacha B'chlal, so therefore it's poshut that it's Baturitz this problem. Why Yisrael sends a Goy on Shabbos to do Malacha, we don't look at it as a Shlichas Advar Aveir. He didn't send him to do Aveir B'chlal, just like Rabbi Chanan sent in his Mashal when a Tomei sends a Torah to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So we just said over that the Achreinim of Oymen on Taisis, Amatama on Taisis Bevor L'chayr by us, that is a Chiev of Shlich Advar Aveir even on someone that's Lab Bar Shlichos. And we said over from the Nesivis that there's other Rishonim that are Mavor like this. And the Nesivis is Bechadish, the Pshat in this is Talin Amachegis Rishonim, why the in Shlichus V'Aveir is in Shlichus V'Aveir, but Etzem Nichla on the Parashah Shlichus is the new Svara of Devar Rav Devar Talmud Mishayman that Taisvus seems to understand that she does Taisvus, or like the Ritva says that no, it's not Talin Devar Rav Devar Talmud Mishayman, it's Talui. It's just it's a din, and therefore says Rabbi Sivus, the Yisrael of this Svara, what does this mean? It's a din. It means to say that the whole parasha is not negated, two separate inyanim. It's not something that you can learn out one from the other, and therefore, says the Nesivis, it wouldn't have b'chlal the klolim of the regular parasha of shlichus. And that's the machlokes rishonim, whether or not a shlichus of arveir needs to have a bar shlichus, doesn't need to have, it's totally, if you understand that the shlichus of arveir is a whole new inyan, and it's all, just a new inyan, whether or not someone could be chayiv on a mice of someone else. The regular parasha of shlichus is if I could go make a chalois. Can I go make a chalois with someone else? But to go be chayiv at someone else's mice is a whole new Indian, and therefore has its own klolim, and therefore the Rishonim hold that even someone that's not a bar, not nichol on the regular parasha of shlichus, could still become mechuyiv on his mice. Now we just added that you have to always, in every shlichus dvar veir, we have to always look on a labar chiyuva, we always have to look if the chsaron, why he's a labar chiyuva is because he's not mitzvah, so then he could be a shliach to do the mice veir for you. He's just not mitzvah, but he could still do the mice veir. Or if the reason why he's a labar chiyuva is because there's a chesaron in the kufa maisa aveira, he's not mechuyiv in the aveira because he's tar, so he can't have the isser of tummy to go in the mikdash. So, and we said that Shabbos apil chsam sefer is also like that a goy not only is he not mitzvah on Shabbos, but his melechus Shabbos, when he does melech on Shabbos, is not bechlal the maisa aveira that the Torah is mitzvah on, and therefore if you send the goy to do a melecha for you, you're not going to be chayiv. Rav Chanan and Kavitz Aretz at Simaches and Ois Gimel and Dalid, he has a kasha on Tosis' raya. Tosis brought a raya that Rav Ado is mechayiv heicha the nikkav bar chayuva, even when the makif's not a bar chayuva. What's his raya? Tosis brought a raya from the fact that the Gemara didn't say in Bar Metzia ish to omar lekatan or lenachri akif li gadol. Elamai that Rav Ado also holds that a nachri can't be makif a gadol, and therefore the gadol wouldn't let him be makif. As Rav Chanan, that even if the halacha would be not like this, let's say we would say that it's mutter for a nachri to be makav a gadol. Why is it mutter? Because a nachri is a lab bar chayuva. Ask Rabbi Chana, but if we would say yesh shlichas dvar aveira, so imkain when a Yisrael sends a nachri to be makav a gadol, so the Yisrael would be chayiv, because he would have a din of shlichas of a makif, and therefore then the makif would be a bar chayuva, and therefore the gadol also wouldn't let the nachri do it, because the nachri is not doing it on his own, he's doing it b'shlichas Yisrael. And we're saying that therefore the Yisrael should be chayiv on the Maisa Kofa. So it comes out that there's a makif bar chayuva. So therefore, even on the tzad that Rav Ado would be matter for a goy to be makif a yid, that would only be if the goy is not b'shlichas the yid. But now we're talking about a case where the goy is going b'shlichas a yid, and we're being mechayiv the yid on the Maisa Kofa. So Im Kain asked Rav Chanan, then even on that tzad also wouldn't be a good case. Even on the tzad that Rav Ado holds that you're not chayiv, also in this heichatim, so the gadol wouldn't allow the nachri to do it. So what's the raya to say that when a regular nachri goes, it's makav a gadol that you're chayiv Rav Ado? Maybe it's only in this case where we look at the makav as a bar chayuva, but even though the goy b'poyel did it, but he's being sent by a yid that's having a din makav, that has a din makav because he's becoming mechuyiv on the ma'isa kafa. So Rav Chanan says that we can answer this with a simple cheshbon, that maybe in a case where a yid sends a goy to be makav a gadol, so that would be a good case because the gadol wouldn't know that the goy came b'shlichas the yid. Maybe Tosfos means to say a case where the Yisrael doesn't know that he came b'shlichas, that the goy came b'shlichas the yid, so he thinks it's a labar chiyuva, and therefore he would allow him to do it. But says Rabbi Chanan, we could say a different pshat. We could say that even though true, the makif, the mishaleach, is becoming mechuyev on the mice of the goy, but klapi the nikif doesn't look that he became, he had a makif bar chayuva. That doesn't make that the goy turned into, that we look at that the yid mamish did a mice. He only becomes mechuyev on the mice of the goy. But the makif over here is still the goy, and therefore the nikif would still become, if the halacha would be that a nikif is not chayiv when the makif is a labar chayuva, in this case you would also be potter, and the gadol would be allowed to let the nachri be makif him, even though the nachri is going b'shlichas a goy, and the makif is becoming chayiv, but it doesn't change that. That doesn't change the metzias that the makif was the goy. So Rav Chanan goes on to ask Im Kain that the nikif's potter. So then, how could we say that the makif's chayiv? Rav Adi Shita is that when you're makif a katan, you're potter because the katan is labar chayuva. So Im Kain over here, when the Yisrael sent a goy to be makif for Yisrael and was saying that like Rav Adi, the goy is a labar chayuva. So therefore, the nikif is potter. So if the nikif is potter, so then the mishalech should also be potter because called by the nikif's potter. The halacha is that the makif is also part of the fear of Adi. So and that answers Rav Chanan that. The din that Rav Adi holds that someone that's makav a katan is potter is only if the because you're makav a katan. A katan is a lab bar chiyuva. Mashegim this eichatimtsa you're makav a gadol. So the gadol has a ptur because clapping him we look that the makav was a lab bar chiyuva. That doesn't make that the makav should be potter because of that. Because he was makav someone, aydei shlichus of a guy, he was makav someone that's a bar chiyuva, that's shayach to the parsha of Peyas HaRosh, and therefore there's no ptur. That's what B'chadot's B'chadish. And these big chedushim, it's before in our Tesis over here. Tesis goes on, and Tesis says, "V'gam ein la biraya b'da'amr b'yevamis da'asi esed nebetzayir v'dochi lab da'akof." Tesis says that we shouldn't bring a raya. Tesis brings a tzad to bring a raya for the fact that we have a parish of tchir that esed someone that's a betzayir that's b'chir to be megaleach. It's doiche the lab of Peyas HaRosh says. Asks Taisves the Luchayra if the halacha would be that it's mutter to become that a isha and nachri could be makif someone that's lad bar chiyuva. It's mutter for them to be makif a bar chiyuva like Rav Adi. So then why would we have a parish of tchiyah? How can he have tchiyah? Why don't you just get an isha or a nachri to be megaleach? So Taisves therefore Luchayra would be mutter from here that it's aser. So Taisus says, no, there's no raya, because maybe we're talking about a case where there's no Isha Nachri around. There's only a regular Yisrael around. And over there, we need a Tchiyah. So the Imre Moshe and Tzimin Yebez, and Rebbe Chanan, were there in Kairitz Ha'aretz, and Tzimin Ches, and Ois Beis, and they're both bothered that L'chaira, even not like Rav Adi, even like Rav Huna, the chayr of inachanami, the nikif is like Rav Huna, whether it's an isha and nachri, whether it's Yisrael, the halacha is a nikif is going to be over, but we should still go and get an isha and nachri anyhow. Why do we allow the Yisrael to be makif? We should need to get an isha and nachri pasha to get away from the isra makif. Inachanami, it's an isra nikif. You won't nothing. You'll anyhow need to have a tchiyah. But like upon him, why do the isra makif? We have a way out to get out of. Why lemaisa are we allowed for Yisrael to go and be makif? The Bitzayr. So Rabbi Chanan says, you can answer al peep shat pasha the inachanami. Taisa's the inachanami. You have to go get it. Yishan and Achri. No one said that. Taisa's Rai was just like Rav Adi that's never negay a tchia. Like Rav Adi that's never negay a tchia because the Nick, you have to go get a Yishan and Achri. And once it's a labar chayuva, then the Nick is also potter. Mashaiki like Rav Huna, even on the side you get an isha v'nachri, you still need exeris akasev to be matur the nikif. The nikif still being over. But in a chanami says Rav Chanan, maybe me less of the isra makif. But emesah Yisrael can't go be megaleach. You have to go get an isha and a nachri. But the Rimeisha says a different teretz. The Rimeisha Tzimi Yebez says a chiddush. He says that before to answer this question, it's before you say in Taisvis that even since the halacha is that the nikif is being over isra. The nikif is being over iser. Im Kain says to Imre Moshe, since the nikif over here has a heter of esed deichalos, say Kolzman the nikif has a heter on his iser. Not stam that he's a labar chayuva. He has a heter. He's a betzuve and he has a heter on the iser. So automatically the makif is also mutter. The whole iser of the makif is only to be makif someone that there's an Isser to be makif him. Kol Zman is no Isser to be makif. The Nikif doesn't have any Isser. Since the Nikif's the Iker, then the makif's also mutter. In Ghanami, if the Nikif's a labar chayuva, then the makif could still be chayiv. Because the Nikif doesn't have a heter, he's just not mitzvah. He's a katan. Then Ravun holds chayiv. But when the Nikif has a heter, he has an essay de chalos to say that's going to be matter's Isser, that heter is matter, the makif also, to go and do it. There's no problem for the makif to go and do it. I don't have to go find dafka, ishra, nachri. Big chiddush over here in Svar that the Mirmesh is bechadush to answer this kasha. Now there's another kasha on this tesis, the Shar Melech and Hilchas Avodah Zarah Perek Yibes brings down for the Mari Ashkenazi that l'chayra the dim mitzvahs geluach the Teres Bevor is dafka with a koyin. Teres koyin and darshin zit. It's dafka with a koyin. How could tesis ask the kasha that we should do the geluach al yedei isha and a nochri? And the Shar Melech says it seems to be from Taisa. Taisa doesn't hold such halacha that you don't have to do a dafka yidei kayin. So Chassam Sefer and Shuvis and Yeridei Sefer Kufbem says, and Hu Adin the Mechatz Chinuch brings down Shinai and Gimel Oyzvav. He brings this down B'shem the Sefer Oyel David that brings down B'shem Rabbeinu B'Shulam from Preshburg. That the Kiyam Mitzvah Skiluach, you only need to be Megaleach to Cyrus. So therefore says the Chassam Sefer that what Taisus means to ask is, go be Megaleach, get an Isha, get a Nachri and a Isha to go be Megaleach, his whole, his payas and everything else. And then the Kohen could go be Megaleach somewhere else on the Gufa, there's no Isha to be Megaleach, he'll go be Megaleach over there. The Kohen doesn't have to dafka be Megaleach, payas Arosh. You have to take off the payas Arosh, because you have to be Megaleach called Gufa, but once someone's Megaleach, the King of Mitzvah could be Nizkayim with two years afterwards, so you don't need a dafka that the kohen should be megaleach the payas. Let someone else be megaleach. Let the isha not be megaleach the payas in all other places, and the kohen will be megaleach the rest where it's put for him to be megaleach. El be bekayim it's mitzvah skiluach. But if you look at the tshuvas avnei nezer and your day asim pei vav ois vav in that go, he's chaylik on this svara. He says that in a chanami, what would happen if someone would go be megaleach the payas? There would be a kiyam mitzvah. But right now, when we have a mitzvah standing in front of us with all his hair on, the din is that the mitzvah skiluach is to take off all his sar. But the evid, if someone takes a part of the sar, we would still be mekayim the mitzvah with two sirs that are still left over. But right now, when we have a mitzvah standing in front of us, the mitzvah is to go do a mitzvah skiluach on all his sar, including the payas, including everything on his guf. And therefore, if the Torah gave the mitzvah skiluach with a kohen, then the din is that the kohen has to go be megaleach the whole guf, and there's no, and it's still shver to understand how Tosfos can ask that we should get someone else to go be megaleach the payas. The chayyim that mitzvah is dafka at the kohen, and it would seem for Tosfos that he doesn't hold that the mitzvah is with the kohen. So if you look in the Rishash says that a mitzvah has two tiglachas. Mitzvah has two tiglachas. He has one tiglachas when he comes to the kohen, and he comes 7 days later. He has another tiglachas. So says the Rishash that is a tiglachas. Is dafka in tiglachas or rishayna? And the Rishash brings rise that we don't learn out all dinim from Tiglachas Rishayna to Tiglachas Shniyah. So therefore says the Rishash, Taisus and Kasha is from the Tiglachas Shniyah. The whole thing Kain is only in the Tiglachas Rishayna. Melot says the Rishash, Yushav Taisus, Eilech and Abish did Tiglachas B'Kayin. But Taisus is talking about the second Tiglachas, where over there, there's no did Tiglachas B'Kayin. So it comes out on this Kasha of the Shara Melech. Shara Melech had a Kasha of the L'Chayra. Why do we need Dafka? How could we use a Isha Nachri L'Chayra that did is mit Dafka B'Kayin? So we said on this kasha two terutzim. We said a teretz from the Chassam Sefer. Chiddush brings down this teretz that we could, the tesis mechuvet is not that we should be galeach all the sar. We should leave over afterwards some sar for the kohen, and with that we be mekayim the mitzvahs kohen. Said the Amnesis chaylik on that, and said the Rishash says that in a chanami tesis holds no giluach with the kohen because tesis is talking about the second giluach and the mitzvah of the kohen is in the first giluach. Tesis in the Ramas of Chodah the mechayev latati tesis is mazber the yichayev two malchus on peyas arosh. So Taisa says that it has to be that we're talking about with one Asra, but if we're talking about with two Asrois, that you gave him a separate Asra on each payah. So says Taisa that how could Rabbi Eliezer and Makis, Dav Chofa and Basis Cholik, Yolti and Achayiv too? Says Taisa, if you have separate Asrois, it's Pasha that Yechayiv too. So therefore says Taisa that we have to be talking about with one Asra. So when why Be'emes are Yechayiv too, the feed of Tanakama? Says Taisa, the reason is, because if a new svara of payas bechalka, it's just like we find some place that gufim amachalkim, two payas amachalik to make it into two different averas, and therefore you have two malchus is one each payah. And Reb Lezer says Tais argues in his svara, he doesn't hold that this chiddush of payas bechalkis. But if you look in the Ritva by us, the Ritva says a different pshat. He says the oilam would be talking about with two asrois, and apple pike, and therefore it's poshe pshat that a kama like always two asrois is mechayev two. Rav Lezer argues, Rav Lezer holds that since it's one big Avera, you only have one Malkus. So the Ritva by us is not so clear. But if you look in the Ritva Malkus, before he holds it, Rav Lezer argues on the whole cloud. So you have to call it Terakula. Rav Lezer not Tafka arguing over here. Rav Lezer holds at any time it's one Avera, even if you give someone two Asrois, you can't get two Malkus. And anytime someone does two Averas, the same Avera, you don't get two Malkus, even with two Asrois. Look in the Aruch there, Makas over there is Batam on the Ritva that's mashed all over a lot of places that it's Pasha to the Gemara, this cloud that by two Asrois you get two Malkus. So, upon me, I have Machlekes Tesis in the Ritva, I had to learn up. Are we talking about a case of one Asra, or are we talking about a case of two Asrois? The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings, the Gemara is done. What's the Pshat in our Mishnah? Where do we have a Shtaim Shein Arba? And the Gemara asks, it doesn't stem with any time, not with Rabbi Shmuel, not with Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara is done, it's sad to say that, no, maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shmuel, even though Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's no Chiv Korban on a Shul HaShavar. So where do we have a Shnaim Shein Arba? There's no Chiv on a Shnaim Shein Arba, there's no Chiv on the Arba, there's no Chiv on the HaShavar. Says the Gemara that in Rabbi Shmuel, we'll learn the Mishnah is not talking about Korban. The Gemara is talking about Malkus, and over there Rabbi Shmuel is mighty that this Malkus. So the Gemara asks, Akasha, L'Chayr, and a Shul HaHaba, where someone makes a Shul that he's going to eat. And he doesn't end up eating, L'chair, it's a lav she'im b'maisa. Not eating is a lav she'im b'maisa. So L'chair of a deer, how could it be that you get Malkus? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel will hold, Kesav Rabbi Shmuel, lav she'im b'maisa, loikin olaf. Rabbi Shmuel will hold that lav she'im b'maisa, you get Malkus on lav she'im b'maisa. Rashi, in the Ramas of Kesav, Rashi says, B'chol ha'tere kula, that Rabbi Shmuel holds of the klal, doesn't hold the whole klal, he holds that B'chol ha'tere kula, even a lav she'im b'maisa, you get Malkus. Tosfos, the end of the Ramas of Chidur Rava, learns a different pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos learns that the pshat, what the Gemara doesn't mean to say, then kol ha'tere kula Rabbi Shmuel, lav she'im b'maisa, loikin olaf. What the Gemara means to say is that by Shvua he holds that the Chiddush HaGzeir Tzakosov, that a Shvua L'Sha'avar, that L'Shav gets Malkus, he doesn't hold to the cloud that we only learn out Tumi D'Shav or Shvua L'Sha'avar. He holds that we learn out all Shvuas, even a Shvua L'Abba, Shvua She'oichal, Shvua that I'm going to eat that I don't end up eating. He holds that also we can learn out from here that even though it's a Lav She'im B'maisa, you get Malkus. But L'Olam Kol HaTer Kula Rabbi Shmuel's Moideh, L'Lav She'im B'maisa Ein Loikin Olaf. So there's one obvious kasha from the Gemara that the Marsha asked, or Kivega brings down on the side from the Divrei Ribbos. They both asked the kasha that the Gemara later on, when the Gemara is discussing whether or not Rabbi Yechon holds of our Mishnah or not, the Gemara says that he found a different Mishnah. He found a different Mishnah that's before not like our Mishnah. And the Gemara's Raya is, because it says that a Meisar Batar, someone that leaves over Nisar, the halach is that he doesn't get Malkus. So that's why we have another Mishnah, not like our Mishnah. Asked the Marsha that the Fi Taisvis, our Mishnah also agrees that a Meister Batar is a Lav She'im B'maisa and it's Ein Loikin. The Mishnah is saying like Rabbi Shmuel that a by Shvuah is a dim that Lav She'im B'maisa gets Malkus. Not in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rechi and God, let's chayr Mamash Taisvis, Mamash Negedis Gemara. There's another Kasha that the Achorinim ask, Teres Chaim, the Pnei Yeshua, they ask from Taisvis later on. Taisvis, at the last Taisvis of the Amud, the Ramas HaAstra HaSafik, Taisvis has a Kasha on Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish says the reason why Shua Sha'oichav Le'ochav, the reason why you put there is Al Tzastra HaSafik. It's mashma that because of the svar of lav she'im b'maisa, he holds that you get malchus. So Tosfos asks that we have raya not like that. We have raya from a Gemara in Sanhedrin daf samachayim beis. Tosfos that Rish Lakish holds chosma of the nigah b'kol hakib a svar of loy have a maisa, and therefore you don't get malchus. So Tosfos answers that in chanam Rish Lakish of the is going to libe der abonim, but he himself holds lav she'im b'maisa loyken olaf. Ask and the Achrayim will ask and Tosfos. The few Tosfos just said is a new tzad to say that by Shvua you get Malkus a Lav She'im B'maisa. We learn out even Lahaba, we learn out from L'Sha'avar also. What Tosfos is asking from a case of Chasma B'Kol, Rish Lakish could also agree that Kol HaTer Kula Lav She'im B'maisa Ein Loikin Olaf. We have Tosfos Raya to say if Tosfos before had a tzad to learn in Rabbi Shmuel that Lav She'im B'maisa is Ein Loikin Olaf and Avol Pikei Shvua She'oichav Le'Ochal is Loikin. So why is we have Tosfos see in Rabbi Shlakish that he holds a Kol HaTer Kula Lav She'im B'maisa Loikin Olaf? So the Teres Chaim answers that this tzad in Rabbi Shmuel was just a tzad in the Gemara to draw Mimiyashav. It was a chiddush. The Gemara wanted to say Pshana Rabbi Shmuel to Mimiyashav our Mishnah. The Gemara Lamaisa and Daftal falls off from this. And the Gemara says a different Pshana in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is not going, not like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Kiva, it's going like Rebbe. And therefore the Gemara falls off from this chiddush, and therefore there's no such tana anymore that holds this way. And therefore there's no tzad anymore. Once we fall off from this tzad in Rabbi Shmuel, we don't hold this such a tzad anymore. We don't have a tada that holds that way, and therefore we hold that either you hold Kol HaTorah Kula Lav She'im B'maisa Loikin Olav, or you hold Kol HaTorah Kula Lav She'im B'maisa Ein Loikin Olav. But there's no tzad to say that by Shvua, even by a Shvua La'abo, we learn out from Shvua L'Sha'avra that Lav She'im B'maisa Loikin Olav. It's only The Maskonis HaGemara says Teretz Chaim, we remain that Daf Lav Shem, like the Gemara says all over, that Dafka by Shula Sha'avar is Malkus. And the Shula Abba, it remains that the Poshtuk Sugya of Lav Shem and Maisa and Ain Loikin Alov, and from the fact that Bishmal seems to say this Malkus must be also called Terakula Lav Shem and Maisa Loikin Alov. The Pnei Shua says that Taisus was Mukhrach to learn that Rish Lakish holds and call it Terakul Lav Shem and Maisa Loikin Alov, because it can't be that he learned that from here, from this Gzeris HaKosov, from the Pasuk of Loyan Nakat, it's a special Lav and Shua that you get Malkus even on Lav Shem and Maisa, and to say that Rish Lakish holds it even by a Shua Labba. But if he holds it a special Gzeris HaKosov and Shua that you get Malkus, then why is he popping out Tasvah Safik? He should be Mechayiv Hu Adin Al Tasvah Safik. How could he say Lamaisa that you don't get Malkus? If Rish Lakish holds it, there's no problem of Lav Shem and Maisa, but of Gzeris HaKosov over here in the Parish of Shua, says the Pnei Yeshua, that he shouldn't make the Ptur of Al-Surah Safik either. And that's the Pnei Yeshua's Derech to be Miyashiv this Tosis. But if you look at Reb Kivegi, Reb Kivegi's Batama, the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz. He brings down this Tzan, and he's Batama, he says it can't be such a Teretz. Because this Teretz, he says, because the Pasuk that's Marba, that you get Malkus, is a Rebbe, but is talking about a case of Shav and Shavar. Now we could say that Hu Adin Lahabba, but only klapi what chesaron you have in l'shaavah and l'shaavah, there's no problem of asura suffix. The whole problem is only lav shem emaisa. So I could say that hu adin la'abod doesn't have the problem of lav shem emaisa. But I have no right to be mechadish says Reb Kivegi that there's no problem of asura suffix. The Torah never spoke lehevi about a shul la'abod that has a problem of asura suffix. One could just say that since in the parsha of shul is a chiddush, there's no problem of lav shem emaisa. Hu adin a shul la'abod is no problem of lav shem emaisa. But to come along and say there's no problem of a straw suffix, says Reb Kivegi, I'm no makar, and therefore says Reb Kivegi, the chayyim is teretz, is not a good teretz, and the chayyim only eight so we could say is to learn like the teretz chayyim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.